It's 8:10, and we made it to Wednesday, March 3rd. Time for some entertainment news. Dean Richards joining us with, among other things, a little Meghan Markle report. Hi, Dean.
Yeah, this big Oprah interview with Meghan and Prince Harry is going to be Sunday night in primetime on CBS. So, you know, just before that, all kinds of stories are coming out. The latest is out of a publication in the UK that is quoting sources who worked for Meghan and Harry, saying that Meghan was a full-on bully to the staff and personally humiliated some of them. A couple of assistants said that they were bullied into leaving their jobs, reducing the staff to tears at Kensington Palace. A spokesman for Meghan Markle says that all of those claims of bullying are untrue, and that she is very saddened by this latest attack on her character, because she says that she herself was the target of bullying when she was there. So, you know, this interview on Sunday could wind up being kind of juicy about, you know, what really went on.
That's Oprah after 60 Minutes. Is that
correct.
When they're running it?
That's correct.
Let's see. Will Smith says he's going into politics. Really?
Says he's thinking about it. When he was asked about it, he said, I think I'm going to let the office get cleaned up a little bit first. But then after that, he said, I might consider running for some political office some point down the line. And, you know, I would only hope that, you know, if he ever becomes president, that when he goes into the White House for the first time, that they recreate the opening scene from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you know, while he's walking up to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
You know what? I just saw online that James Corden bit with Prince Harry, where he took him around L.A. and they went to the house where they that they used for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and they knocked on the door. It's hysterical.
Yeah,
it's really funny.
Prince Harry is, you know, miming, you know, spoofing, I guess you might say, the opening of Fresh Prince.
Yeah, he knew it. A lot of publicity lately. Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall are everywhere talking up the sequel Coming to America. And what did Eddie recently reveal that was interesting?
Yeah, in an interview, Eddie and Arsenio Hall are doing interviews together during this whole time. And they were on Jimmy Kimmel the other night. And, you know, they were talking about the original movie, and Eddie revealed that Paramount Pictures, who put the film out, told them that they had to have at least one white person in the movie because the cast was all black. And the studio gave them a list of the three white guys that they would like them to consider.
That's crazy.
For this. Eddie Murphy said that they picked Louis Anderson to be the one white guy in the movie because Eddie says he's the funniest white guy that they know. So that's how Louis Anderson got in the original movie. He's back in the sequel, as is James Earl Jones and John Amos, and Garcelle Bouvet, among the original cast members from Coming to America, who will be in Coming Number Two America. That comes out on Friday on Amazon Prime, and I saw it already. I've been telling everybody that I liked it, I'll give you a full review on Friday.
They didn't reveal the names of the other two white guys.
They did not.
They?
I would like to know who they are. Trying to think of, you know, late 80s funny white guys who that would be, would that have been, you know, would Seinfeld have, you know, have been on that? Yeah. David Brenner, maybe? I don't know.
It's probably not De Niro and Pacino.
Probably not those two, but Louis Anderson was the perfect choice for it.
There's some Jersey Shore news today. Is that still on?
Apparently. I am proud to say, as I am proud to say with most reality shows, I have not seen one episode of any of the incarnations of Jersey Shore. But apparently Snooki is back with the cast. She was spotted doing some filming with Angelina from the show at a restaurant last week. So really, nobody knows for sure whether she's back in for good or whether she was just making a one-time appearance. Because in December of 2019, Snooki said that she was done with the show once and for all after she had a fallout with some of the cast members. But she is doesn't need to be in Jersey Shore. She's already got a job as the host of this new renovation show that's on the Discovery Plus channel that's called Beach Cabana Royale. That sounds like it's the next Masterpiece Theater.
Of course. And we have Dean Richards giving us the entertainment news, as he does every morning at this time. You talked to some Star Wars actors, didn't you?
I did. I talked to probably the main Star Wars actor, actress, from the last three Star Wars movies, Daisy Ridley, who played Rey in those films. She, much like Tom Holland in that Apple TV movie that came out last week, Cherry, you know, they're interested in doing things outside their, you know, the genre, the franchise for which they are best known. And Daisy Ridley stars in this new movie that's called Chaos Walking. Interestingly, Tom Holland is also in this movie. He co-stars along with her in this film. That is kind of a sci-fi thriller about a woman who is an astronaut. She crashes into a planet on which all a germ has spread, and all the women on the planet are gone. You know, it sounds like a virus at all to anybody here.
Yeah.
And the men that have survived have something, this condition, I guess you might call it, called the noise, that makes their inner thoughts be displayed publicly. So, you know, if you're a guy, you have no inner thoughts. Because whatever you're thinking, anyone who is around you can, you know, tell what's going on. That's assuming the guys have inner thoughts to begin with anyway. But it's the self-effacing, Dean.
I get it.
Yeah, but so anyway, we talked, I talked with Daisy on one of these Zoom chats. And we talked a little about the movie, but also this interesting idea of being able to hear someone else's inner thoughts.
It looks beautiful. It's a fun action adventure. And it's close enough to the world that you're like, oh, but also far enough away that we don't have to see ourselves so much in it because it's something that's, you know, not really real.
Part of the description of the film, so I don't think I'm giving too much away, is that people have the ability to hear each other's thoughts. Mm. I wonder, you know, what kind of chaotic world do you think we would be living in if we were actually, you know, being able to do that? Like, if, for example, I could hear you say, if I have to answer this same question over and over and over again today.
No. Do you know what? I promise I'm not thinking that. It's actually, as you said, so nice to have some, like, human contact, even though it's over a screen. I think it would be awful. Awful.
Can you just imagine that, Bob, if you were, you know, talking to, say, management, for example.
Please.
And they could hear your thoughts, and you could hear their thoughts. You know, your significant other, you could hear their thoughts.
That would be a struggle, especially at home.
Yeah, you could you could understand why this movie is called Chaos Walking. It also opens on Friday and will be in theaters.
Remember the movie, I think it was Mel Gibson, was it called What Women Want?
Oh,
where,
yeah.
Where he could hear their thoughts?
Yes.
Yeah, interesting concept.
Yep.
Let's hear from Dolly Parton. You got to love Dolly.
Yeah, she got her COVID-19 vaccine yesterday, and she was, you know, she's always excited and always optimistic, but she was so excited that she rewrote the lyrics to one of her most famous songs.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. 'Cause once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine.
She is just so cute as once a button.
Once you're dead, that's too late.
She's just so cute. She rewrote the words to her song Jolene as she got her vaccine yesterday at Vanderbilt University in Nashville. Now, a month or so ago, when the vaccines first came out, they offered her the opportunity to be among the very first to get the vaccine because she donated $1 million to research for the Moderna vaccines. You know, they figured, you know, she certainly has earned a place to get the vaccine early, but she said she just wanted to wait her turn. And she's 75 years old now. She, you know, got the word that it was her turn. She went and got her vaccine yesterday. I don't know if you saw any of the footage of this, wearing a dress that had the shoulders exposed. So, you know, unlike almost everybody else that's in a T-shirt, she had, a perfect vaccine-fitted dress for this whole thing. And, speaking to people who are not going to get the vaccine, she said, you know, come on now, don't be chicken squat. Whatever
good,
that means,
good
exactly.
For her. We get the message.
Guessing that's not complimentary.
Yesterday, we were talking about Ravinia, and I may have a lead for you here, thanks to one of our listeners.
Okay.
You can follow up and check on this, Dean, but we got a text. Just did an online survey from Ravinia. I get the impression they are anticipating a smaller capacity season July through October. So it sounds like this person got something from Ravinia, and it was a survey, and perhaps they're thinking about maybe allowing some people in. Now, you haven't heard anything about this, right?
I've had emails into the Ravinia PR staff. I've got emails into the new CEO of Ravinia, Wells Kaufman, who was the president and CEO for years, left last year, not because of COVID-19. He had planned on retiring anyway, but the new CEO, I haven't heard anything back from anybody officially on that yet. I'd like to know more about that survey.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly seems like they must be thinking about something. But, bottom line for that, for theaters, for movie theaters, for concert venues, it's all going to depend on the virus. It's all going to depend on, the spread of the virus, how quickly everybody can get vaccinated, and how quickly they feel like people, that it'll be safe to have that many people in one place. I mean, they can certainly spread people out on the lawn, but, there are concession stands and there are shuttle buses to the remote parking lots there. There are lots of other things, the train that, goes up there. Will they be able to space that out as well as they do? So, I think that's going to be the bottom line. That said, restaurants went to 50% capacity yesterday. There seemed to be things changing, but I saw some statistics last night, not for the state of Illinois, but for some other states where they dropped their mask mandates, where they're dropping all of the protocols that we've been following for the last year in places where the numbers are still going up.
Yeah.
So does that mean that there's going to be a bump in a few weeks or a month because people are getting relaxed, thinking everything's okay now?
Well, one of the world's top infectious disease specialists, Dr. Eileen Marty, who's on with us every Wednesday, just commented on that a few minutes ago, and she said that is a very bad idea to rescind those mask mandates now,
and
especially with these mutants. So let's hope that we continue to mask up and back up and wash up. Dean, I know you're a foodie, so you may want to listen after the 8:30 news because, these chicken wars, everybody's got
the fried chicken. Sandwiches.
Yeah, these sandwiches now, a lot of new ones. So we thought, well, how could we get a good review of these sandwiches? What should we do? Who should we ask? So celebrity chef Rick Bayless agreed to sample, I think, about 5 of these sandwiches, and then he'll tell us the winners and losers after the 8:30 a.m. news, if he's still able to talk after his dinner last night.
You mean if he doesn't have a heart attack? back from eating five fried free chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, you need a serious chef. You know, no offense, Dean.
No,
that's why we went to Rick Bayless.
Nobody better. You know, he's got a few more James Beard Awards than I do, meaning I have none.
Yeah.
But I am going to be doing some cooking on TV this morning at about 9:30. I'm doing three different banana breads today, including a couple of high protein, low carb banana breads, which are delicious and, you know, are much more healthy than just your regular old banana bread.
Rick Bayless got nothing on you, Dean.
Except those beard awards.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Not that I'm bitter.
Have a good day.